last day of the Jazz Festival, Mark Iacona. Mark, congratulations.
Thanks, Derek. Congratulations to you. 20 years together almost, right?
Yeah, that's right.
20.
I remember the day we met. It was the last night of year number two of the Jazz Festival. We just were running, doing our thing, and we exchanged names. And all these years later, we never would have imagined we'd have this 20 years later.
No. You guys have been a part of it, too, 90.1. What you guys do during the festival in terms of just the interviews with the artists, welcome them. The cool thing is you guys know what you're talking about. So you know the history, you know the current musicians, you know about the musicians that are playing in our festival, and I think they really enjoy the interviews because you guys make it really easy.
Thanks so much for the kind words. For you, Mark, what's the best part of the festival? Is it the process of the putting things together, seeing people happy? For you, where do you find the most joy in it?
I think it's the knowing that this thing is perpetuating, right? So on a roll in those first 5 years, John and I really building things up, get people's confidence. Not only sponsoring the festival, people investing in the club pass, you know. Now we sell the club passes, thousands of them, before even the lineup is announced in March. So to me, the most exciting thing really is people still having the excitement about the festival and what it brings to Rochester. I mean, the city becomes alive, electric for these 9 days, starting with the high school jazz bands all the way to the culminating in the jam session, and you never know who's going to sit in. I mean, especially tonight, I kind of just told you there's going to be some cats probably popping in there. People are going to be so excited that they came and played. It's really about what the vibrancy of the festival, what it does for the community. It's an educational experience. It's artistic, creative improvisation. It's conversations that, you know, we don't get to see these musicians here in Rochester to this magnitude. You'd have to go to different cities, right? You'd have to spend time flying, driving. You get for 9 days to just rub shoulders with many of these talented musicians that are really humble. So that, to me, is the most exciting thing, that we also inspire some young people in the business.
Mark, congratulations, and now on to 2024.
Yeah, 2024. So, you know, we're already programming some things, putting in some offers for some really big headliners. That happens. And then the commitment to Parcel 5, the free element. You know, the free element is there's a strategy to that. We want people to come down and come into the club pass venues, even if they didn't buy a club pass, because they're not sure if they know about jazz or like jazz. But when they come into one of these venues and hear an emerging artist or someone that is already established, and it touches their, not only their ears, but their heart and their soul eventually, then they say, wow, I've been missing this for all these years. I thought jazz was a certain, they'd put it in a box, right? So to me, 2024, consistency, the same in terms of programming, the personalities to the each venue that we program, and then some new twists along the way. You know, we do something different every year. So, and having you guys part of it, 90.1, part of this festival, to me, it adds a touch. It's really a, you know, icing on the cake for us to have a jazz radio station that knows what they're doing, knows about the music, and welcomes the artists. And the patrons that are coming to this see that, and they think you guys are part of us. You know, you're a standalone yourself, and it's important that we support it.
Mark, thanks so much again, man, for taking jazz further and making the Flower City bloom.
Thank you for all these years. 20 more years, right?